and the ARRL Lab. In less than a week, over 275 ARRL members have already taken advantage of a new benefit to help offset their dues. ARRL's new partnership with Grouper provides eligible members who are age 65 and over and have a Medicare Advantage or supplement plan with a paid benefit for being ARRL members and being active. You can earn the benefit for attending ARRL-affiliated club meetings, Hamfest, and participating in other amateur radio gatherings and events. If you qualify, Grouper will send you an initial payment of $50. For every 3 months of recorded activity, you will receive an additional $20. Track your eligibility. The only information you need to provide Grouper is the name of your health plan and your age. Visit the Grouper website to see if you're eligible. Go to www.hellogrouper.com/ARRL. Fourth Annual Masonic Lodges on the Air, an amateur radio special event, will be on the air 1400 Zulu to 2200 Zulu. Saturday, September 28, 2024, from locations across the country. The event is open to all amateur radio operators, and operators do not need to be a Mason to participate. The idea for the event grew out of the realization that many Freemasons also have a love for amateur radio. Fulton County Amateur Radio Club and the Fulton Lodge No. 248 in Ohio first hosted the event in 2021. Because of its success, the event has now been scheduled for the next 2 years. The event will be operating KBXQ from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time using single sideband only on 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. All contacts must be in the phone portion of the bands. Stations may be contacted once on each band. Full contest rules and information can be found at cq-morelight.com/rules. 105th anniversary of WWV will be celebrated by the WWV Amateur Radio Club from September 28, 2024, 0000 Zulu, till October 1, 2024, 2359 Zulu. Club members will operate on CW, sideband, and digital modes across the bands during the 96-hour window. WWV has a history that dates back to the beginning of radio broadcasting. Call letters WWV were assigned to the National Bureau of Standards, now the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, in October of 1919.